KAYTFM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB and KQJOFM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana, Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Oh, gracious Father, you are our all in all. There is nothing we can do without you, God. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. Lord, we thank you for being the God that you are to us. Even when we are not deserving of it, God, you still blesses us. Now, Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Father God, I ask that you will have your way on this line on today, oh God. Lord, heal, deliver, and set the captive free in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I will be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory that is due your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in on today. And if you have your word, could you please go to the book of Daniel, the 3rd chapter and the 28th verse. That's Daniel 3 and 28. And the word reads as follows. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's world and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. The topic today is, it's not just for you. Whatever you're going through, it's not just for you. Whatever you possess or you own, it's not just for you. Whatever trial or situation that you may happen to go through and you will come out of, it's not just for you. In Daniel 3, when the three Hebrew boys wouldn't bow to King Nebuchadnezzar's golden idol, they were thrown into a fiery furnace. They should have perished, but they were miraculously spared. After the boys came out unharmed, King Nebuchadnezzar, who had been against them from the beginning, and he was also against everything they had stood for, was giving God praise. Why? Because God displayed an awesome power through those boys, so other people would be changed. So whatever you are facing, it's not only for you to build your faith, but it's a testimony for someone else. Revelation 12 chapter and the 11th verse says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto the death. You see, King Nebuchadnezzar was against those boys and everything they stood for. See, you have people that are against you, secretly against you, and they are against everything you stand for. Come on here, somebody. Everything you do, they are literally against you. And when they are against you like that, they are fighting you in the spirit realm to make it hard for you to even serve God, to make it hard for you to even believe God. That is one of spiritual warfare, when you know somebody hates you, but then yet you still got to serve God. You still got to love them. You still got to obey God. You still have to have the faith in knowing God. I know they don't like me. I know they hate what I stand for. They even hate how I live, which is a holy and righteous life. But still yet, I'm going to love them. I'm going to display my godly character. I am not going to get out of character. I'm going to display holiness and righteousness. Because by the way I act, and I don't come down to their level, that would change their hearts. Come on here, somebody. Towards me, and then towards you as well. See, you can't get on the level of somebody else. If they want to act unseemly, if they want to act ungodly, if they want to gossip and backbite and do all that, that's them. That is their manner of living. It don't have to be yours. And be careful what someone is feeding you. And what I mean by feeding you, be careful of what you are hearing in this day and this hour, because there are some things that people are saying that God did not even say. Some things you have to tune out, because we are in a season where God is speaking. Yes, he is. But some of the things God is saying, we have to allow our spirits to receive, whether it is good or bad. We have to say, yes, Lord, I will do your will. Yes, Lord, I trust you. Yes, Lord, I'm going to step out on faith. I'm going to step out on faith and make that move. I'm going to step out on faith and to begin this ministry that you have entrusted in me to handle. I'm going to step out on faith, God. Yes, I am. I'm going to tell my testimony, even though it don't look good, even though it hurting me, even though I went through the fire, I'm going to still share my testimony. Yes, I trust you. So whatever you are facing, people of God, it's not only for you to build your faith, but it's a testimony for someone else. Why is a testimony so powerful? I'm glad you asked. A testimony is a powerful tool in sharing what God has done and what God is continuing to do in our lives. You can't tell nobody something if that you haven't been through nothing yourself. Come on here, somebody. Scripture is the best thing that we can give somebody, because the word of God, it comforts, and the word of God heals. It gives revelation, knowledge, and wisdom. Scripture is good, but it comes a time when a person wants to see how you came out of your situation and how God brought you out. You got to tell them how God delivered you and how it was. That's what they want to see. Because once you share your testimony, they're going to want to serve the same God that you serve. They want to say yes to his will and yes to his way. People of God, that's what God is doing that's what God is going to do for you. He's going to allow you to share your testimony. And it's some things that you're not proud of, but you know God has brought you through it. Because you know you could not get out that situation unless he brought you through it. Come on here, somebody. You can try to convince some people about your faith. You can debate with them. But words don't always affect people. Listen to the Holy Ghost well. He's going to open doors you can't open. He's going to thrust you, into new levels and cause you to overcome what looks impossible, so they will know the Lord is on your side. You see, it's some things and it's some testimony that God is going to bring you out of that, my God, thank you, Holy Ghost, that no man shall get the glory but God. Because God is not going to share his glory with nobody and with nothing. Because there comes a time when we go through so much until people are going to say, surely God is on her side. Or surely God is on his side. Because you would have never got out of it without God bringing you through. Just like the three Hebrew boys. They was in the fiery furnace. But when they seen, they knew they had three people in there. But then they seen a fourth one. And they was mystified. But they didn't know. The angel of the Lord was right there in the fiery furnace with them. And see, some of you been through the fire. Ooh, my little boy shot. But you didn't get burned. You came out smelling like smoke. Come on here, somebody. But you didn't get burned. You came out, with a praise because you knew, come on here, somebody, that God was right there in the midst of the trial with you. That's why I tell people, when you're going through something, praise your way through it. Because anytime, listen to me well, people of God, anytime you have a prayer life, a strong prayer life, the enemy is going to come up against you with something. Because anytime you ask God, you want to go higher in him and just go much, much, much deeper in God. Guess what? The enemy didn't heard it. And he's going to come. He's going to throw everything at you but the kitchen sink. But guess what? You have a determination. You have a will. You said, for God I live and for God I die. Because if I'm in it, God put me in it. But he's going to see me through it to the end. Your testimony is what's going to get other people free. So that's why what you're going through is not just for you. It's for somebody else. Come on here. God is not going to do this, all this, in a private-like manner. No, he's not. He's going to give you a public sign, something so amazing that people notice. As with Nebuchadnezzar, they will want what you have. Every morning, get up and say, God, display your awesome power through me today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, command your morning. That's a book that I read. Command your morning. And you tell God what you want to happen each day. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you that when the challenges we face look bigger, stronger and more powerful than we can handle, you will show out with your power so others will know that you are God. Father God, we thank you that you